National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice and Secretary of State Colin Powell are scheduled to meet in New York tomorrow with the Israeli Foreign Minister Sylvan Shalom. They'll discuss a security wall Israel is building in response to Palestinian suicide attacks. A section of the barrier is planned to curve deep into the West Bank, surrounding several Jewish settlements. One of those settlements, Ariel, is the second largest Jewish enclave in the occupied territories.
The Bush administration has warned Israel against building this planned section of the barrier. Washington says its construction would prejudge the outcome of peace talks with the Palestinians, and the U.S. could impose economic penalties if the project goes ahead. Israeli media reports predict Prime Minister Ariel Sharon will give in to American pressure and leave Ariel outside the security barrier. NPR's Linda Gradstein visited the Ariel settlement and filed this report.
The Israeli police van marches down the main street of Ariel as part of the settlement's 25th anniversary celebrations. Residents line the route waving Israeli flags. They welcome the dozens of policemen as a sign that Ariel is part of mainstream Israel. Ariel, with 18,000 residents, is the second largest Jewish settlement in the West Bank. Unlike many settlers, the majority here are not religious Jews. More than half are immigrants from the former Soviet Union. Most came for the subsidized mortgages and quality of life. Mayor Ron Nachman says he doesn't like fences in principle, but as long as Palestinian shooting attacks and suicide bombings continue, he says Israel has no choice. He insists that Ariel must be on the Israeli side of the barrier, and he says he resents American interference.
If I got killed, what will Mrs. Condoleezza Rice say? If I get killed, what Mr. Colin Powell will say? If I get killed on my wife or my daughters, I want to know straight answers. Will they be responsible? What is your position to tell me how to defend myself? You know what is a chutzpah? That's a chutzpah.
Bush administration officials say Ariel is too deep inside the West Bank to be encompassed by the barrier. The settlement is about 8 miles from the Green Line, the border between Israel and the territory it seized in the 1967 war. U.S. officials say they want the barrier to run as close to the Green Line as possible until the borders of Israel and an eventual Palestinian state are negotiated. Israeli media reports say Sharon will probably offer a compromise. Israel will keep building the security barrier, part of which is already finished. But Israel will leave a gap around Ariel, which could be completed later. Settlers here say they're not happy with this idea. While there have been no Palestinian attacks inside Ariel, suicide bombers struck 3 times at a hotel just outside the settlement. Earlier this year, 3 Israeli soldiers were killed at a bus stop outside the settlement's main gate, and several residents have died in shooting attacks on nearby roads. At a crowded fast food restaurant, one customer, who gave only his first name Ayal, says he resents the Bush administration. The Americans shouldn't be interfering, he said. They live in America. We're the ones who live here. A few stores away, at a delicatessen specializing in products imported from the former Soviet Union, Ella Chernoff says she's worried about the future. She immigrated to Israel 9 years ago from Ukraine and moved directly to Ariel, where she has relatives. She says she's thinking of leaving Ariel if Palestinian attacks continue. I have an apartment here and my children grew up here, she said. What can I do? Will they give us compensation for the apartment? We don't really know what's going on. Israeli officials say the barrier is not meant to be a political border, but many Israelis believe that's what it will eventually become. And residents of Ariel feel the route of the barrier could determine if they end up inside Israel's borders or as part of an eventual Palestinian state. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.